New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva Coaches Show, KRFO. Football coach is Mark Krueger, 55-6. The Panthers pick up a victory, a home victory last night, and I'm sure that's got to feel good to get a nice win, Mark.
Yeah, it's good. It's, you know, kids played where we had got to play, and the kids have some confidence now that we needed after our 0-2 start.
0-2 against good teams. How did you feel about the confidence going into this week and preparing for St. James last night?
You know, I think part of it was our seniors and juniors kind of, and our sophomores, is kind of, they changed after that second loss, and we had our best practices this past week, and we're finally looking like the team that I think we knew we could be. So we had a really good feeling about this game going in, and we're kind of where we want to be right now when we weren't there the past two games.
What kind of things were working offensively, defensively on Friday night?
You know, we ran the ball really well. We ran the ball for over 300 yards, and we had three different kids over 60 yards. Blake Kirk, our quarterback, was our leading rusher at 75. And Lonnie Wilson, one of our receivers, we moved him around a little bit, lined him up in the backfield, ran some jet sweeps with him, and he ended up with over 70 yards rushing too. And both of our running backs, Cordell Schlake and Nick Stallo, both had over 60. So it was a good game there, and then we were able to throw the ball a little bit, had over 100 yards there, but we kind of, once we got a little bit of lead, we just went to the ground and pound and tried to run the clock out and go home.
And a short trip in that case, playing at home. As far as defensively against St. James, what worked well?
You know, our big thing is we talk about our defense is we bend but don't break. We let little plays happen, and that's fine. You know, a 3-yard pass isn't going to kill us if we don't let it over and over and over again. So they did have 200 yards of offense against us, but we only gave up 6 points. So anytime they moved the ball against our varsity, we were able to. We had a couple. We had 2 stops in the red zone. We didn't let them get in, even though they moved the ball up on us. And they did get a touchdown later on against our JV.
A game where, as you've just indicated, a lot of guys get in. What are your thoughts on the value of that, and what does the depth look like for the Panthers?
I think this game we really got to see we have some depth. We have some kids that now are kind of wondering, maybe we got them in and saw how good they can play too, or thinking, how are we going to get playing time for all of our kids right now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a good problem to have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good, especially we do at our home games, we dress everyone 9 through 12 no matter what. So we get, you know, ninth graders get to play under the lights on a Friday night. So that's always fun for them, and it's kind of an experience, even if it's, you know, one play as a receiver, they go out there and we run the ball, and they don't do anything, but they still got to play, and it's fun for them.
That's why they're there. That's why they're there. They want to play football. That's why the kids go out for sports, of course. For the Panthers, you guys go on the road next week, Martin County West. What is a scouting report on them early on here, Mark?
You know, I'm looking at them. I watched some film this morning. They have some talent there. They play Jackson County. They have a similar opponent, and they lost 48-3. So actually, pretty similar scores to us. They look like they, from what I see, they threw the ball pretty well against JCC to prepare for, and that's kind of what we have been preparing for with St. James. We knew St. James wanted to throw the ball too. So it's kind of going to be nicer practice because we'll get kind of 2 weeks in a row there, like kind of doing the same thing.
Health-wise, how'd you come out of Friday night's game?
Good. Last week we were a little banged up with a couple of different guys, and we got everyone but one player with a concussion who just got cleared on Thursday to start protocol, so we get to start working him back in to see when we can get him back. Otherwise, everyone else is good.
All right, 55-6 winners, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva over St. James yesterday. Mark Krueger, football coach for the Panthers. Thanks for the time, and congratulations on the win.
Yep, thank you.
All right, Panther Coaches Show brought to you by Hy-Vee Foods of Owatonna on KRFO and the KRFO app.